Welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Read and meditate on the Bible with Anil Arana, one small bite at a time.
Hello and welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Today we will reflect on John 14, 12 to 14. Listen. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." In these verses, Jesus makes an astounding promise to his disciples. He says that those who believe in him will do the same works that he has been doing and even greater works. This is an incredible statement. Jesus healed the sick, he cast out demons, and he even raised the dead. How can we possibly do greater things than these? The key is in the second part of Jesus' promise. He says he will do whatever we ask in his name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. When we pray in Jesus' name, we are not just adding a religious formula to our prayers. We are coming to the Father in Christ's authority and merit. To pray in Jesus' name means to pray in alignment with his character and his will. It means to pray for things that will bring glory to God, not just for our own selfish desires. When we pray this way, Jesus promises to answer our prayers. So how can we appropriate this promise? First, we must believe in Jesus. This promise is for those who have put their faith in Christ for salvation. Second, we must pray in Jesus' name, aligning our prayers with his will and his glory. Third, we must pray with faith, trusting that God is able and willing to answer our prayers. When we pray this way, we can expect to see God work in powerful ways. We may not see the dead raised or the sick healed every time we pray, but we can trust that God is working out his purposes. And as we pray for the advancement of God's kingdom, we may indeed see greater things than even Jesus did during his earthly ministry. As we reflect on these verses, let's ask ourselves, do we truly believe in the power of prayer in Jesus' name? Are we aligning our prayers with his will and his glory? And are we praying with faith, trusting in God's power and goodness? God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Bite-Sized Gospel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. For other great content, including live sessions, visit www.anilarana.com.